Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And again, we said earlier, well, great show. Then, of course, when we always have the Christina Lu show to end things, it's absolutely phenomenal.
You bet.
So, Christina, keep us up to date on what's going
on
in the town.
Yes, we were just, just briefly, I mean, we were talking during the break about, obviously veterans, and we were talking about this new movie, Dunkirk, that came out. And I really recommend people to come out there because, I was even thinking in our previous segment when Jeff Schwartz was talking about how, you can make such a difference, in certain people's lives and stuff. And the whole premise of that film is the heroes, of course, are the troops, but it's really the civilians that came in to save them. So I think it's just amazing. And the whole theme is, what people can do if they just come together, they could really do great things. So I think it's just a great message out there. And I highly recommend everyone goes and checks that out.
Just to go on top of that for a second, I was at a meeting yesterday at the senior center. The sad thing is all the participants of World War II are dying. We have our veterans group. Yeah. It's just getting smaller and smaller because the bulk of the veterans are in their 90s.
Yeah.
If you were 17, 18, and 19 when you went into the war, you're 93 today. Yeah. And many of them are 96 and 7.
No, and I think, that's what, and I really want to get back to, because we interviewed so many veterans, and that's kind of how, Dan had approached us and said, listen, there's a program LAU Post wants to do. They want to archive veteran stories, especially World War II veterans, because, unfortunately they are, and you want to capture their story. And so those were some of my absolute favorite interviews, because you would really hear, people were involved in the war in all different capacities too, which I think was amazing. We said, listen, you didn't have to necessarily be in combat, but the fact, someone could have been a journalist there or, a chef we had that we interviewed. So different people, but just to hear their perspective. And I was actually, because after the movie we saw it, I saw it with a bunch of my friends and my brother, and I was saying I couldn't even imagine, these young boys at 17 years old. Like, I look at my brother, and I'm like, I could not, first of all, we'd be running to, some other countries to protect James. But, it's just the bravery and how they really, went. And, you think about that age, and that's just, little babies.
I agree.
Really, it's just it just.
Well, that's one of the things
mind.
They say. That's why you want them in the war because they're stupid. I don't mean it negatively.
Right. No, right.
At the age of 30 or 40, you say, wait a minute, I'm not sacrificing my kids. I have a career.
Yeah.
18, 19, at that time, you were just out of high school. Some of them didn't even go to high school. World War II, many of those people.
No, and I remember,
graduates.
We actually interviewed a veteran who, he was explaining his story, and he was, here he was, and he was, I think he actually lied about his age, so he might have been 16.
To get in.
He so desperately wants to be in. And there he was running, and he ran and into a German soldier who was around the same age, and they both just, looked at each other, because they were young boys, kind of, ran the other way, and just showed you, just the bravery and the, amongst these innocent people.
If it wasn't a war, they could have been friends, even.
Right.
It's so silly, because the war is decided by two people at the top.
Right.
And we could be best friends, but no, I'm supposed to shoot you, even though I don't know who you are.
Yeah, and that's why, it's just so important to hear these stories. And I want to really get more veterans from all different wars, because I think it's just important for them to kind of, and it's so brave to hear people share their stories and their experiences.
And when you hear some of them, it's unbelievable.
And it's really important that the legacy continues.
Absolutely.
And this is a great way of doing it.
Yeah, and that's why I love the fact that we have these things recorded now, obviously on our end, and then at the university also, they have it archived too, which I think
but
is
we,
just,
you don't do it on the actual radio.
Yeah, we do it on the radio show.
Oh, so that would be a guest.
Just like a segment, right? Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you're going.
No, it would just
separately.
Be a segment,
okay.
We did a bunch of them, and I want to reach out to the other veterans once fall starts and everyone starts meeting
very
again.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it really is nice.
So just a little, to that, and thank you to obviously all
the tribute
of the people
is
out
very apropos, and that's the way to do it.
I agree.
It.
And the reality is not, you hear somebody in their 80s dies today, and people saying it's young.
Yeah.
I
say it all the time, and my friends all laugh, because I say, listen, I work with this population, and I see people in their 80s who are doing amazing things. So that is very.
The other day, I was at the UU, where I'm also involved, and there was a fella sitting there, and somebody had passed away, and somebody said, oh, she was old. And the other person said, how old was she? She goes, 87. The guy says, I'm 85. And he's active cooking and stuff for the church. The 80s, I don't know what the age is anymore. I mean, I was reading the other day, a family of four, okay? One is Irving Kahn, who was a Wall Street person, okay? He did his first trade before the crash, and he worked until the day he died. His sister Lee died at 101. His brother Peter died at 103. His sister Helen died at 107.
Oh.
And he died at 109.
Wow. My gracious.
That's some genes on that family. Wow.
109.
Wow. Wow.
109.
109.
Was Irving.
Gee, I don't know. By any chance, does that have anything at all to do with Christina Liu's birthday?
Oh, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
It's 109 days since her birthday.
Wow.
Oh, since her birthday.
Since her birthday. Yes. And we're acknowledging Irving on the same
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I gladly will acknowledge
We're doing
Irving
since
on
until we get the
so
midway
it's years
walk.
And 109
yes.
days
right.
for Christina Liu. She's in the day category.
Right. And then when you come back next time, Ann, we'll try to figure out 84,600 times
yes,
a day.
We're going
to
do very...
Okay, okay.
You know what's great, too? I mean,
that'll be like one of those mathematical
it
equations.
It is. It's like we're doing brain games. So we're keeping our brains, you know, really sharp. It's all the trend now,
I dare you to be
games.
Able to put that number down and say whatever that number may be. But
Ann's going to hold you to that the next time she's here. But that is very impressive. That's some family right there. Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's really just kind of blows your mind. But.
As I had mentioned a little earlier
just,
in conversation.
I will interrupt you. It's been 9,221,400 seconds since.
Oh, I think that's a fun new way to celebrate.
Wow.
I like that. I mean, I like saying
you're
that like on a
very
cake.
Good mathematically. You know?
I do that in my head.
He's very sharp, that John Ryan. But, oh, that's really great. I like that. I'm gonna start doing it seconds now. That's a new way. I like that. Ann Camp with a wonderful concept. But anyway, on another note, the town is also offering, which I think is great either for your to tell your children or bring your grandkids, is that there's free drop-in recreation programs at three different parks in North Hempstead, which I think is absolutely amazing. It's at the Broadway Park in Garden City Park, Charles Fusciolo Park in Carl Place, and John Kammerer Park in Albertson from July 5th to August 18th. All these programs are completely free, and you do not need registration. You just have the child has to be accompanied by, you know, a parent or a grandparent.
For the day?
For the program, yeah.
They stay with them. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm just dropping them off and going to work.
But which is nice because they could probably just do their own thing, too. All the kid plays, which is nice. All these facilities are nice. And there's all the different activities. Sports is volleyball, kickball, basketball, arts and crafts, relay races, and more. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., which I think is really an amazing block of time. And I think it's really great. You know, I was actually talking to a bunch of my girlfriends who have children. And they were talking about just how expensive these summer programs really are. You know, it's blows your mind some of these costs, you know, about this. And the fact that here it is, you know, that you can just think one day like, oh, I'm trying to find something to do. You don't have to worry about registering. And you could literally just drop in to these programs, I think, is really wonderful that North Hempstead's filling that need.
I agree. No, I think it's tremendous.
In the community. So,
because sometimes you just want it for a day.
Right. Absolutely. You don't want a full commitment.
But I'm tired today
or
whatever
absolutely.
It is. The mother can go there with two kids.
Absolutely.
Let them play with other kids and leave.
No, I think that's definitely important. Last year, the town also partnered with the American Association of Physicians of Indian Origin, Queens, and Long Island, which is quite a mouthful. But they've been providing these free health and wellness series. So they did it last year. They're continuing it again this year. And they're very interesting programs. The next one that's coming up is going to be on Sunday, August 6th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And it's called Cultural Sensitivity and Emotional IQ. So I think that's definitely something that would be really interesting to check out. Then there'll be one on Sunday, September 17th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., which sounds awesome, is Yoga Under the Stars featuring meditation. So I think that's and these, again, are at Clark Botanic Garden. So I can only imagine how beautiful Yoga Under the Stars will be there. So definitely check that out. Just some more interesting programming that North Hempstead's providing, which I think is great. Another wonderful thing that came out of a program that we really want to encourage people because we get these calls all the time is technology assistance. Barbara Melman, who has been on our radio program a bunch of times, actually provides a lot of programs for North Hempstead. She'll be doing more in September, just kind of teaching people. And as you know, what's interesting is, you know, we're starting to see a shift of people really trying to, you know, slowly but surely dive into the technology world and kind of find out the basics on how to do certain things. whether it's with social media or on an iPad or a tablet or Microsoft, whatever it might be. But this actually came out of an advisory committee meeting, the Great Neck Advisory Committee meeting, which I know Anne has attended, is the Great Neck Library actually came, and an issue that came up was people were saying, we want to learn how to do certain things. So they formed this Great Neck Library Tech Squad. You could learn how to use your iPad or tablet, social media, Microsoft Office, smartphone apps, and much more. You just stop by the reference desk, and there's these teen volunteers there who will help you out. So the next one will be on July 26th. Then there'll be August 2nd, August 9th, and August 16th.
And, you know, as a speech pathologist, I can tell you it's really important to be able to feel on some level a certain sense of comfort mm-hmm. with the technology, because if for any reason you need some supplements and assistance, it's great because there's so much that can be done on apps and other things to help you with language and so on. So therefore, if you've already gotten some level of comfort, this is fabulous and is a door open that is so high tech, so in, there's nothing obtrusive about it, mm-hmm. and you have this, and all of a sudden you've got a voice to help you if you come to that point.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely, you know, and that's, you know, one of the things where technology can be so beneficial, you know, for people. And I think it's important. It's a wave you want, and you also want to stay socializing with your grandchildren, your friends, whatever it might be. So it's definitely an important thing. So
I agree with you 100%.
Oh, we are running
out of time.
There
it's
we go. Call 311 or 869-6311.
Right. Call 311 for any of the concerts. If you have a question about dates and times for the concert, there's so many going on. And I want to thank everybody for listening today, and especially to Victoria, who had a little issue this morning, got all squared away with our technology.
She's a pro.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back next week. You listen to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.